The Holy Word for Morning Revival. Prayer and the Lord's Move. This is week 2, titled A Man of Prayer. Week 2, day 1, the morning nourishment. Matthew 14:23 says, "And after he sent the crowds away, he went up to the mountain privately to pray, and when night fell, he was there alone." John 14:30, "The ruler of the world is coming, and in me he has nothing." And John 10:30, "I and the Father are one." The Lord lived as a man of prayer. He did not live as a common man, praying common prayers to God. As a pious man, a so-called godly man, praying to God in a religious way, or as a God-seeking man praying to God for the divine attainments and obtainments. His being a man of prayer was not even as merely a Christ-seeker, praying desperately to gain Christ in His excellency. Instead, he was a man in the flesh praying to the mysterious God in the divine mystical realm. The Gospels tell us that he often went to the mountain or withdrew to a private place to pray. This was from Matthew 14:23, Mark 1:35, Luke 5:16, 6:12, and 9:28, and The God-Man Living, page 89. Today's reading. According to what I have learned, we may be a Christ-seeker praying desperately to gain Christ in His excellency, yet this is not the pure pattern of the man of prayer revealed in the Gospels. If we are Christ-seeker, we would think that we are very special and spiritual. But in describing the first God-man as a man of prayer, I have avoided using the word spiritual. Instead, I have used the words divine and mystical. Divine is on God's side. Mystical is on man's side. Jesus was a man in the flesh, yet he prayed to the mysterious God in the divine and mystical way and realm. He was a man of prayer, a man who is one with God. John 10:30. We may be a Christ-seeker desperately praying to gain Christ, yet we may not be one with God. He was also a man living in the presence of God without ceasing. From Acts 10:38c, John 8:29, and 16:32. He told us that he was never alone, but the Father was with him. Every moment he saw his Father's face, we may see Christ, yet not live in the presence of God so closely and continuously without ceasing. Also, he trusted in God and not in himself, under any kind of suffering or persecution. In the midst of his suffering, he did not speak threatening words, but kept committing all to him who judges righteously. From 1 Peter 2:23b. When he was dying on the cross, he prayed, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Luke 23:46. In our daily life, do we trust in God when trouble comes? Maybe we do to a small extent, but not absolutely. John 14:30 indicates that in the Lord Jesus, Satan as the ruler of the world had no ground, no chance, no hope, no possibility in anything. If we are enlightened, we will admit that Satan has too many things in us. He has the ground, the chance, the hope, and the possibility in many things. But here is a man of prayer who said that Satan, the ruler of the world, had nothing in him. This is a particular sentence in the whole Bible. Thus, Christ was a man of prayer, a man who is one with God, lives in the presence of God continuously, trusts in God in his suffering and persecution, and in whom Satan has nothing. This is from The God-Man Living, pages 89-90. In Luke 11:1-13, we have the man Savior's teaching on prayer. If we read this section carefully again and again, we shall see that prayer means that we pray ourselves into God. Luke 11:1 says, "And while he was in a certain place praying, when he ceased, a certain one of his disciples said to him, 'Lord, teach us to pray, even as John also taught his disciples.'" We do not know what the Lord was praying for, When the disciples saw him praying, they wanted him to teach them to pray. Then the Lord went on to say, "When you pray, say, 'Father, your name be sanctified, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us into temptation.'" These are verses 2 through 4. I have spent much time considering this brief word. My conclusion is that if we would pray this way again and again, the result will be that we shall pray ourselves into God. In other words, the issue of this prayer is that we find ourselves in God. The Life Study of Luke, page 230.